an artist who played a central part in last year's Remembrance Day, has criticised the Royal British Legion for allowing the poppy to be hijacked by celebrities and trivialising the gory reality of war. Ted Harrison says the poppy has become over-commercialised and dumbed down. This year's annual poppy appeal was launched with a concert at Trafalgar Square, with the celebrities including Alicia Dixon and Pixie Lott. So has the poppy been dumbed down? Has it been over-commercialised? Or do charities need the support of celebrities to help fundraise? 08459 555 678 with your calls. Let's speak to the artist Ted Harrison, who's on the line. He's also the author of the book Remembrance Today. Ted, what's your core gripe on this? Do you feel that maybe the idea of the poppy, the meaning of the poppy, has been totally lost in the razzmatazz?
Well, it's not a gripe. It's a worry. It's a concern. If we trivialise the poppy appeal and remembrance, we are trivialising the memory of people who died in war, and we are trivialising the grief of those people who are left behind. I know that the British Legion has a balance. It has two roles. It's got to raise money to help service people who are damaged by conflict, and it's also got to be the custodian of a respectful remembrance. And sometimes these two things get out of balance.
Are you opposed to all celebrities backing this in a way, or is it the choice of celebrities?
No, I'm worried about the way in which anything might trivialise the remembrance and poppy appeal.
Do you think a concert in Trafalgar Square as a launch is an appropriate way to launch the poppy appeal?
Probably not. But I think you've also got to ask another question, which is a fundamental one, and that is whether it should be left to a charity to be the welfare organisation that looks after people who have been injured in conflict, or whether that's the responsibility of the government. Now, if it is that a charity has got to raise the money, yes, you can understand it's got to use every means it possibly can. But not, I would argue, at the cost of trivialising or reducing the idea that war is a really horrible and nasty business. And the younger generations who have fortunately enjoyed peace for so many years do need to know what the realities of war are. It's not just a showbiz fun game in November with poppies and so on and showbiz personalities. It's actually remembering the really horrible nature of war.
Ted, stay with us, if you would. The Ulster Unionist Party's Bob Stoker's also on the line. His son was injured on duty in Afghanistan. Bob Stoker, are you comfortable with the likes of Alicia Dixon and Pixie Lott launching the poppy appeal with a concert in Trafalgar Square?
Yes, I'm very comfortable. I think in this day and age, you know, we have to ensure that, you know, any cause generates publicity. Now, we have to separate the generation of publicity for the appeal over the work that the Royal British Legion actually do. And just to answer one of the questions, I don't think it trivialises the amount of excellent work that Royal British Legion do, especially in schools and youth clubs and youth organisations, in not just promoting the poppy appeal, but pointing out the horrors of war in the past, right from First World War right through. You know, they have a very good curriculum document that goes to every school, and it's well worked on. But I think, you know, we have to ensure that the balance is right. And I think, you know, there's quite a number of individual celebrities who actually support the work that the Royal British Legion do. They have done so for years without generating publicity, either for the poppy appeal or for themselves. So I think everybody has an individual choice to make here. Do they want to promote the selling of the poppy to ensure the good work that's carried on by the British Legion is actually carried on?
So, Ted, it's interesting. I'm wondering almost if the concern, one of the concerns maybe that you have, is not necessarily the use of celebrities, but in terms of how they're used and the tone, therefore, of the campaign? Because we do live in this sort of celebrity age where no matter what you're promoting, whether you're trying to flog something or whether you're a charity, the access to the people seems to be the vehicle that's used 99.9% of times now seems to be a celebrity. And you're talking about, you know, the welfare that's required. Royal British Legion need as much money as possible. And if they see that as the vehicle, then that's what they're going to have to do.
Well, if you get through to people through a celebrity, fine. But what is the message that is then going through? Is it going to be something sentimental or something trivialised, or is it going to be something deeply serious? And the other aspect, which you haven't touched upon, is the commercialisation of the Poppy Appeal, which is worrying, because the Royal British Legion now do deals with business to get the Poppy associated with advertising and so on. Is it right that the Poppy Appeal is associated with a company trying to sell its sliced bread? You know, these are difficult questions. I'm not saying they've got all the answers, but they're difficult questions that do need to be addressed, because whatever happens when one is remembering those who have died, it has to be to honour them and to point out to future generations that war really is never or should never be the option.
It's almost an example of product placement, Bob Stoker. I mean, is it right for the Poppy to be associated in that way?
Well, I think, you know, it's a case of promoting the Appeal, not promoting the Poppy. And the Appeal, it's about ensuring that the publicity for the amount of good, excellent work that's carried on every day of the year is actually reflected. But also, you know, why there's a need for the Poppy Appeal and why there's a need to oppose war. And I think the British Legion actually do that. That's probably part of their difficulty, that they don't really inform people of the work that they carry out on a daily basis. And some of that work, you know, is tremendous. And, you know, your other caller there says about leaving it to government. Well, I'm very sorry, government could not react in the same way that the Royal British Legion do to emergencies and being flexible to helping, you know, former members of the armed forces.
Bob, I want to hear from George this morning. George has called the programme 0845955578. Morning, George.
Morning, Joel. How you doing?
What do you feel about this?
Well, while in theory, I can see the guy's point there and saying that you'd need to watch what direction this commercialisation has taken the opinion.
Yes, Ted's his name.
Yes, Ted. But Ted also said there, you know, is it the right way to remember the dead? But you need to remember here that the Royal British Legion doesn't only honour the dead. The Poppy Appeal's for the living as well. You know, it's for ex-servicemen's families. It's for injured servicemen, maybe the likes of Bob's son there, you know. And if commercialisation takes it in that direction where it's doubling or maybe trebling the amount of money it raises each year, then I would agree with it.
Ted?
Well, I think we need to go back to the origins of what the Poppy Appeal was all about. It was after the First World War, when millions of people in Britain were directly experiencing grief and mourning